I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we're going to drink and toast. The shot of the day is on the way. Another round of profile this. And who sucks less? Our question, what did you only try once and why will you never try it again? 844-999-OLA.
A few comments continue to roll in. It says, OLA, bitches. On my 21st birthday, my friends gave me a matte shot and a buffalo sweat. They did this back to back. Now, the matte shot, that's all the residual booze on the rubber mat behind the bar. It was a pinkish salmon in color. Just keep that in mind. Then a buffalo sweat, that's 151 with Tabasco. Never had worse diarrhea within 5 minutes of ingesting something.
Okay.
5 minutes.
I've heard of the shot where you wring out the rags.
Yeah. Don't do that either. It says, why are there no stories about salvia? Unless I missed it. I want to say a few emails come in about it.
No. I you know, at the time I did, I actually liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
And as far as eating
octopus, everybody has these weird things. I'm like, why didn't I experience this fun?
Yeah. Really? You did? Oh, man.
No, I never really got that. And I wanted it. I mean, trust me.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, man. Mm-hmm. Like being on a trampoline.
I bet it was.
And it says, octopus is the most terrifying creature on the planet. Both Thank my you. Wife and my 7-year-old daughter make fun of me, but those mother are scary.
Yeah, no, that's why I stopped eating them. I have too much respect for them. I'm dead serious.
And apparently, man, I guess people have choked with those suckers getting stuck in their throat.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't really care about that. As long as I can keep my foof thing in my shower from falling. You know what I mean? A little hook, I guess.
Yeah, very important thing.
It really is. What did you only try once, and why will you never try it again? 844-999-OLA.
Miles is so classy that he only uses real octopus.
No, I have a hanging loofah, and I have one of those suction cups on mine.
Yeah, he has a real octopus in his shower.
I do, right. And I just put that on me.
He sticks it to the wall. He loofahs with the octopus.
A little suck me dry.
Use those tentacles.
Like, I feel like I'm more of a man because I don't use a loofah. I just use my hand.
You don't use a loofah? Do you use a loofah?
No, I don't use a loofah.
I just put the soap I use is not the manliest stuff.
What is it?
It's like a kiwi tea thing for
that
dogs.
Sounds lovely.
Sorry, I do use a loofah. I use Martin Luther King.
Yeah, but I mean, I put that soap directly on my hand and my body like a man. My skin feels awesome.
Kiwi and what?
It's kiwi and like coconut? Green tea.
Wait, why do you use it? Like, why is this the thing? I mean, did somebody recommend it, or how did... I would never even think
Sometimes I get dry skin, all right?
Okay.
Oh, does it work?
All right, okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I like Dr. Bronner's for that. It's like oiling a baseball glove. What did you only try once, and why will you never try it again? 844-999-OLA, but the baseball glove is you.
Right.
That's the weird part.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James again.
James, welcome to the men's room.
James? Jimmy?
Jimmy. All right, he's not
Jim
there.
Jim?
Jimbo.
Jimmy Jam.
Jamama.
Jimmy. Yo, Jay.
Come on, Jay.
Jamie. What up, dude?
Jamie.
Jamie. Town.
Saul. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bro amigos.
Hola.
Hey. Oh, man. I guess first-time caller, occasional listener.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We occasionally come over to your house when you're not there, too.
But occasionally.
All right.
That's why your food's missing.
So I studied abroad in Thailand last summer, and I lived in Bangkok. And I don't know if you guys have heard of the full moon party, but it's once a month when there's a full moon down in southern Thailand. There's this island called...
Honestly just take the time to tell us that the goddamn full moon party is on the full moon? Santa went to a birthday party because it was his birthday. We know.
Yeah.
But all right, please, go on about the full moon party.
Thanks. So we get our drinks, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with the drinks at the full moon party, but they're basically these buckets. They dump a bunch of ice in, and then they put like, some sort of vodka, and they stuff what's called an M150. So it's like a Thai Red Bull, and okay. They call it good.
Okay, so basically you're just drinking a tub of vodka Red Bull all night?
Correct, yeah. So you make awesome decisions. So I did a little fire jump roping, and then to celebrate, I had this guy hand me one of his buckets. And I drank it, and fast forward about an hour and a half, I couldn't feel just about all four of my extremities. And I knew it wasn't a normal drunk. I knew something was really, really up. So I ended up losing most of my mobility just for the evening. And I was freaking out and I was crying because I had no idea what was happening.
Did you hear the sound?
Luckily, there's two girls with me that, you know, took me back to our resort we were staying at. And they Googled all my symptoms and ended up being a type of similar to roofies.
Oh, you believe you were roofied, or you believe you had too much Red Bull and vodka?
No, it was definitely not a normal drunk. I hadn't drank enough. Definitely had experiences where I've drank much more than that. And my body didn't react well because it was a drug, and I've actually never taken any drugs. I just drink heavily.
Did you ever think there maybe there was something wrong with the vodka?
It could have been, but... you know, we had another 10-hour bus ride back up to Bangkok the next day because we decided to be cheap and use the bus instead of the plane. And just about every 20 minutes, I had to evacuate diarrhea or puke.
You took a 10-hour bus ride.
That's
after
correct.
Drinking.
Look, man, you realize, like, say we're all on the bus, but we don't know each other. Inevitably, me, Miles, Ted, Rob, and Mike, now we start making conversation based on the fact that we are starting to hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody wants to be the guy on the bus that poops, right? But certainly not the guy who poops multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't do that.
Did anyone give you the stink eye? I mean, obviously you're blowing up the bus.
Yeah, no, I didn't really pay attention to what other people were doing, but I'm sure they were not happy about being next to me.
I will say the loss, like not being able to use your extremities, that definitely sounds like he was drugged.
Yeah.
If nobody else is having the same symptoms, then you were. You know, they're all drinking from the same source, the same bucket, whatever.
Now, his story was a little scary, but those parties look phenomenal, dude. I just Googled those.
Hold on, let me leave.
I mean, it looks like Burning Man on a beach, kind of.
Okay. All right, well, very good.
All right. Dude. I mean, it's jumping off.
Oh, wow.
All right.
But just stick to your own bucket.
Don't take a 10-hour bus ride the next day after you've been...
if you have diarrhea.
Hey, look, I swore that I'd never take a bus ride after I took one from Louisville, Kentucky to West Virginia at one point in time when I was a kid, and that was the only way to get home. But after that, I was like, man, I'm just not taking anymore. It seemed to take forever as a kid. You're impatient.
I can't do it again, man.
You have to stop in every town. And then when my kid went to college, I was like, hey, man, Greyhound goes there. I'll do it. And I had a great time. Had a great ride.
It was a short one, right?
It wasn't nearly as long. That's absolutely correct. It was only like 2.5 hours.
Right.
Compared to the 13-hour marathon I was on before, the seats got bigger. They're nice and leathery kind of now. Man,
it's like 21 like a road hours, trip, right? Man.
That was posh.
A road trip of 4 to 5 hours? Fine.
Right.
Road trip of like 18? I'm flying.
Yeah. Right until we make our decisions.
What did you only try once, and why will you never try it again? 844-999-OLA. You're right. That long drive, man, is... You got to really have something that's really important to do it.
Yeah.
You know what it is. There's a reason the sloth will swim a river. Yes. Hello, Rusty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Ass, my God.
Why did he drive to ass?
Hot things to eat, you know, spicy.
Sure. Okay.
You know, sour never bothered me when I was a kid. Those, you remember Warheads? I think they might still be around, that sour candy.
Yeah. I have some extreme Warheads sitting in my house.
Good job. So I could shove like a handful of the sour ones in my mouth and not be fazed, but the hot ones I wouldn't even, you know, they touch my tongue and that was as far as I'd let it go. So a big sissy when it comes to spice. And I was with some buddies at a wing place and this friend was from Australia. His brother happened to be in town at the time. And my brother was out with us, and on the menu, they have, you know, their hellacious hot wing.
You have to sign something for these bad boys?
Oh, yeah, definitely a waiver. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't.
See, why do you want to eat that? What do you get, like four wings for the table or something, or do they just give you one?
It's just one. It's so potent that it's one and done.
Okay.
So, normally wouldn't even touch it, try it, but, you know, then they called my country in a challenge. You know, it was USA versus
represent 300 million people.
And you know how long this feud's been going on with the Australians.
it had been going on a while, and this was kind of the pinnacle, so had to do it.
Ever since they sent us the Wiggles.
Yeah, so eat the hot wing, and obviously it was terrible, painful. It hurt for quite a while. But, you know, after an hour, it was like, okay, I survived, and we all had a good time. And so the next morning, we're texting back and forth a little bit, you know, planning the next challenge or hellacious hot wing eating contest. And but that was before any of us had used the bathroom, and especially myself being such a sissy when it comes to hot things.
Hang on, man.
Once again, you are the seven words you can't say on the radio. And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the
program. Basically, what he said there was that was the first time that he'd ever used the bathroom and had that heat come out the backside.
Yeah, the flaming hot Cheeto poops.
Because he doesn't eat hot food. So.
That is, man. It's such a horrible sensation, man, at that moment. Like, because it's all of your ass is in misery. It feels like it wants to cry.
That's the only reason I don't eat spicy food anymore.
It really does burn.
Yeah, like I can eat it going down.
Right.
But the next morning is horrible.
Huh. See, I don't have that. I don't know why. I guess my body's...
get it every once in a while, but because it's every once in a while, I don't know. And I don't know what it is that sets it off. But man, those are bad mornings.
Like. I know a couple things exactly. And Recently, like a jackass, I ate some of it.
Spicy Thai?
No, all right, you know what? It's my own spicy sausage dip. I can't eat it anymore.
You can't eat your sausage dip?
You can't eat your own?
No, it's too spicy.
Why? Why don't you give me a list of the ingredients and I'll tell you
your thing, man.
You can't use spicy sausage.
But people like it spicy. I show up, and generally I go, I'm not going to eat it.
Right. That's your thing.
Then you watch a UFC fight, you get drunk, next thing you know, your elbow deep in that dip.
And you got heartburn and nothing.
I wish. It was just
fire
pooping fire.
Who sucks less? Coming up, the word helps you with your marijuana lingo if you're headed to the Great White North as they are legalizing marijuana in Canada. And we've got your emails coming up on our question. I wanted you only try once, and why will you never try it again? Emails coming up next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the Men's Room.
Our question, what did you only try once, and why will you never try it again? Here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Well, gentlemen, I got officially diagnosed with ADHD at the tender young age of 40. At that time, my daughter was taking Ritalin. My wife kept telling me that I should try it for my ADD. So one day, when everyone else was out of the house, I took one. It made me so angry and violent, I had to call my wife and tell her not to come home from work. I had no idea what I might be capable of at the time. It was just about the most frightened I have ever been. It took about 6 hours. You need to go what?
We'll see.
It took about 6 hours for that stuff to wear off before I could call her and tell her it was safe to come home. I do intend to take that drug never again, at least not willingly. Wobbin, do you have the
candy?
Right there. I was going to move it so you couldn't reach it. No, I see it.
Jesus Christ.
That's told you, man.
It smells like a dry river bed.
Yes, it does.
It's all crackly.
It sounds like a Doobie Brothers song.
His bass was like a dry river bed.
Thing that I tried and would never try again is kimchi. The reason I would never try it again is because the smell and the taste made me sick while I was stationed in Korea. That from Philip. I don't mind the kimchi. I've had a few times. It's basically sauerkraut in my mind. Just a little bit. A lot of vinegar.
Yeah, I've had kimchi, I think, three times. I liked it each time, man.
I like kimchi. I think it's got to be done right.
And hold up, Jolas. Ted knows a disturbing amount about drugs and alcohol. I need Ted to come over for a party. That from Scott in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Do we have any comments?
We got a few here and there. Hold on. Let me, This one might be my favorite. I just remembered. I'm listening to a repeat on the podcast, not the live show.
Mm.
Well done.
This is a good one. We got Who Sucks Less coming up here. Love it.
Yeah, we got a lot of what? Spicy foods and all that kind of thing. That's about it, man. We had spicy foods and a lot of people commenting on how long they'd been on a Greyhound. The longest we got was 41 hours.
Wow. Okay.
All on right. a Greyhound. And they did mention never again.
Time for a few extra emails in from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You've got Hello, Michelle. Today, my sons Henry and Julian turn 10 years old. They love your show. They would love a big old Leroy Jenkins and maybe the Dirty Germans talking about dinosaurs. Thanks for everything, guys. That from Jake.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Henry and Julian, who are 10 years old.
Yeah, good to know. Good to know. I will not tell you about the dinosaur I was about to tell you about.
Yeah?
T-Rex was big.
Can learn the last of these dinosaurs in schools, kid.
Yeah, glad you said 10 years old. Different dinosaurs.
Guys, can we get a shout out for Josh, our dog sitter, with a barbershop fish sandwich and a suck it up cupcake? Thanks, guys. Family and friends and the dogs. That from Mindy.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Good day, gentlemen and the lady. Please wish my brother Jay, pronounced Uncle Che-Che, a happy birthday. He's an awesome brother. I'm going to say he's an average brother. And Uncle, living in the big city of Wiener, Arkansas. He is 1 year away from the right. Maybe it's Weiner. He is 1 year away from the ripe old age. I'm sure we'll hear about it from the keg of 30 today. Please give him a let's pull it in, Jay, and some Dirty Germans. That from Josh and the rest of the Foxes.
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Yeah, in honor of Arkansas, thank you for letting me spend the night. I need to give you your razor back.
Yeah, we should get together. By the end of the night, I'll have you screaming, ooh, like suey.
Hello, guys. My husband turns 32. We have a 5-year-old, twin boys, and a beautiful 7-year-old daughter. He works so hard. He listens to you guys every day on the way home from work. And it puts a smile on his face to the S show here. We love you, Donnie. Give me your penis is too small. That from the wife, Jessica, who didn't request that.
From the kids.
Exactly. Hey, guys, I was wondering if instead of a birthday shout-out, as of today is my birthday, could I instead get a shout-out to all of the LKQ Keystone drivers out on the road delivering auto parts? I'm out here, too. Couldn't get the day off. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Your show is the best. That one from Jeff. Jeff, happy birthday. Let's give you a your penis is too small, too, Jeff. This is my husband, Michael Ray. He's 37 today. He works as a heating and air conditioning installer. We give some Dirty German talk and a birthday song for me. The wife, Rachel, please.
Yeah, you do heating and cooling. Very good, because I lather myself with icy hot.
Yeah, I like your job very much. There's lots of ducks and a lot of blowing. She just keeps the fans moving.
Yeah, I'm going to visit your attic.
Yeah. You know, it just dawned on me. That's where duct tape gets the name duct tape, isn't it?
Yes, Dad.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had an epiphany.
I swear to God, I was like...
And an angel got its wings. Duct tape. Yes, that is a fact.
Huh?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so what salted was just these ducks. And they were in the water, so they need strong tape.
Duct tape, yes.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, bitchy.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Great selections here. Give Steve a moment to catch his breath there for Who Sucks Less coming up.
We told you, if you find Men's Room Red anywhere on tap, if you find it in bottles, if you find it in 12-packs, wherever you happen to find it, shoot us an email to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. We'll give you a shout. Ola, guys, Bonnie Lake has Men's Room Red at the Safeway and the Walmart. Great beer, that from Rick.
We prefer it if you say the Walmarts.
Walmarts of America.
Right.
They've got a Men's Room Red at Brookside Grocery on Kent and Black Diamond Road. That from Richard. What else we got? Stuff in freezers. Bitches, I worked at an appliance delivery place, and we picked up a fridge from a customer. She then called our work later that day asking for her fridge back,
And when I asked three or four times why, she finally admitted she had about an ounce of weed in the freezer, and her boyfriend is going to kick her ass if he finds out she lost it. The owner made my boss flush it down the toilet.
Oh.
That from Tia.
Wonder how that ended for her.
Oh, here's one for you. Couple on, let's see. On, guys, this happened a few months ago. How did you get the thing you got? I began getting severe digestive problems and left me in bed for 3 days. After the pain went away, I had a fever that grew to 97 to 103 in 30 minutes. When my mom saw that, she rushed me to the hospital. After some blood and urine tests and a CT scan, I was diagnosed with a disease called appendicitis, sorry, which is where the appendix
appendicitis.
That's why I'm not a doctor.
My brother lived a good life, but generally suffered a bout with the appendicitis.
Caught it in the Appalachian Mountains.
So a few hours later, I went to get it out. To this day, the incision marks are still there. Keep on rocking. That from Tyler, listening in 98 Rock in Sacramento.
Dude, I know you've asked this before, but like, why is it appendicitis? Like, there's just no warning.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
like, every story is the same thing. It's like somebody feels really bad for a day, like something's wrong.
But
and
why
then they
is
go to
it
the
still
hospital.
There, man?
Didn't Justin have that a couple months ago or something? I thought we knew had it.
No, man, this kid's got failed. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah, our buddy Jeets.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was Jeets.
Oh, God, that's right. Yeah,
I was like, who in the hell got that? I just saw that. Sorry, Justin, if you're listening. Maybe it'll happen to you, though.
Justin's like, Jesus, man.
I know.
Important
I just
information.
Feel weird now.
He just gave me the appendicitis. Important information for Thrill's trip to Kansas City.
Okay, all right, what do you got? I'm going there for the Ravens Chiefs game.
Uh-huh.
Sometime in cold-ass December.
It says, Thrill, listen, after you get your barbecue, you need to head down to West Bottoms and stop in a place called Rockstar Burgers. This is your type of place. That's some advice from Curtis.
What are you saying, soul food? I see what you said there, man.
We got some more here.
All right, where's the place I go, though, to, man, for good barbecue? This is what I'm looking
this,
for.
The end of this email has got some more advice.
Okay.
A great show, guys. And Wobbin, been listening to the podcast every night since 98.9 The Rock in Kansas City picked you guys up. Not able to call in because of the work, but last week's show was something that you wouldn't believe someone else did in their life or whatever. The kids would think they're badass. My daughter is currently getting her PhD in bioterrorism, infectious diseases, while working for the CDC in Atlanta. Her friends could not believe her daddy is a badass. Let's break it down. 20 years in the Marine Corps as a scout sniper. 4 years as an independent contractor in Iraq as a Blackwater sniper. Got back from a 16-month independent contractor working with the Saudi and Iraqi government to wipe out the cockroaches called ISIS, 13-man hunter killer team. I was part of, racked up a total of 7,800 ISIS fighters we either killed or turned over to Iraqi troops to let them dispose of. Lastly, tell Thrill, when it comes to Kansas City, he needs to eat at BB's Longside Barbecue on the Saturday before the game. They have live bands starting in the afternoon, awesome cold beer, and some of the best barbecue ribs in the Midwest. They've been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Pitt's 40 years old. Then after the game, go to Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. They are owned by the same family that owns Alberto's out of California. Take care, bitches, and keep up the awesome show. That from one bad MF.
Let me just be the first to say, smoothest segue ever.
Really? And also, like,
I've killed a man. Now, if you want barbecue, let me tell you the spot to go.
I know Robin and I were laughing about it earlier in the office.
It's like, wow. I mean,
like,
I was
just so intense. And it's like, right. No thrill. By the way, this barbecue. Place has amazing food. I was just saying, Kansas City, it seems like you should be able to find good barbecue a lot of places. But you want, like, the top.
I just want really, really good.
I think you'll be fine. I think
it'd
be
like the Uber driver, you know what I mean? Uber, like, hey, man, listen, let me tell you. I did some time in Iraq, all right? I went back as a contractor, just for ice and blah. But you said you want a barbecue. Brother, listen to me. You want to go to Rallo's. This is the best place ever.
Coming up, we'll drink it. Tell us with a shot of the day. The word helps you with some marijuana lingo. But first,
now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Troy Hill every week to bring us some three stories from the news. And it's up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed, and I have the hiccups, so I'm going to try to make this short and sweet. That way people stop worrying that I'm actually having a stroke. I'm okay. It is the hiccups.
Hiccups.
Hiccups. All right, so we got three stories as always. We'll be in Florida, the fine state of Washington, and then finally we'll go to the state of New York. But let's go to Florida, where a woman has been, as they call it, slut-shaming the women that came forward with the allegations against, who do you think? Bill Cosby. That's right.
Oh,
Bill Cosby.
There's too many.
There's too many these days. I know. That's exactly it. She'll be taking on the College Republicans of the University of Washington, the student group, all right? And then they'll compete against that. Well, another college, two professors from a college in New York State. But let's start in Florida, where again, this woman is slut-shaming the women that came forward with allegations against Bill Cosby. She's a school board member in Florida. And now, obviously, as you think, she's facing a public backlash after she wrote the comments on her Facebook page. What did she say? Let's see. I do not consider a whore to be a victim in rapes. Okay, she swung for the fences when she made her gun. She's pulling no punches. That's what she started with. She's, tired of whores destroying men. Set Bill Cosby free. And even after taking criticism from community members, she stood by it. She says, look, I feel the nation has regressed. I appreciate this. Back to the days when one white person accused a black person of something and he was hung in jail. This is an older white blonde woman. Just keep this in mind, the woman making these comments. But she believes that these women put themselves in that position, doesn't support them.
But she feels like she has a voice.
Believes they're whores. Anyway, that's what she threw out there. And then the University of Washington chapter of the College Republicans, they threatened to sue a local bar in Seattle because it refused to host an event that they plan to celebrate the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, right? So the Seattle bar, that'd be Schultz's Bar and Grill.
Great cheesesteaks, by the way.
Fantastic.
They really do. They have a great cheesesteak. I don't care what their politics are. I just have a great
chance. Well, it's the whole thing. They don't have politics, okay? So the College Republicans over the weekend, they wanted to host a Beers for Brett event party, all right? They wanted to do it there, and the college said, look, man, the bar, we don't do that. We don't take political sides on anything. It's just better for business, so we can't really host that kind of party. Well, the College Republicans showed up anyway, and they toasted to Brett and all this. And they were allowed to stay. But the College Republicans are still considering suing because they couldn't officially call it the Beers for Brett. So keep in mind, they showed up anyway. And the bar said, all right, I mean, we just can't get behind it, but you can do your thing. That's all. But they still might sue.
Great cheesesteaks, by the way.
But great cheesesteaks.
I'm not kidding you. Great cheesesteaks.
And now let's go to the state of New York where, and this is very, very ironic. Two professors at John Jay College are accused of pimping out their students to prostitution while at the same time raking in over $500,000 in government money to study prostitution. Thousands more in taxpayer and nonprofit cash poured into the academics to study abduction. And at the same time, these professors were running their own on-campus snake pit, and they were calling it the swamp. That's where drugs and prostitution were sold. They did this for over a period of about 10 years. They're finally facing the actual allegations and doing this in court, but they built people out of over $500,000 to study prostitution while being pimps and prostituting out college students. Hmm. So those are the three we have today.
Okay. All right. The lady that was slut-shaming people,
mm-hmm.
Where was she doing that again? Just
She's a school member or a school board member in Florida. And she was saying, she just lashed. It's the sign of the times, right? So her opinion.
Right.
At least in Bill Cosby's case, that's who she was talking about in this instance. These women should be able to go free, or these women, they have to bear some responsibility for what happened. Basically, she hoped that Cosby would be freed from prison after he was convicted, while also saying that Cosby's accusers had only themselves to blame for getting attacked.
I mean, I guess pretty easy to me to say the professors pimping out their students probably suck the most.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd agree with that.
You're pimping out your students. I get the whole aspect if we're trying to really study this and we got to get involved, but we all know that's a cover.
Right.
You're just pimping out college aged girls here. I think they suck the most. And then I might take the College Republicans as sucking the least. And I think it's kind of silly if you still went there and drank beers and...
Yeah, apparently they still showed up. Like 15 of them showed up and they did their thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Plus, I mean, like...
Yeah, the bars are saying, we're not going to, quote unquote, host it as, like, your official host.
Sanctioned event, yeah.
But we don't do it for anybody.
We're not going to buy the Bud Light banner for you. And we wouldn't do it for the Democratic Party either.
That's exactly it. That was their position. That's it. But you were still free to go in there for that purpose.
Right. And by the way, if you ask them really nicely, they'll make you a chicken cheesesteak.
They really will. Schultz's has great cheese sticks.
Yeah, I mean, right, like, the bar was nice about it. They could have not served them at all, right? It's still a bar.
Yeah, the bar didn't care. They're just like, we just don't put our name on it, man. That's all.
Right, so I think that while that's silly, I think this, I'll say the College Republicans, the UW, suck the least.
Just yeah, I'd agree with that.
Like,
I think the Republicans suck the least, and the bar sucks the least.
Yeah, like, well, no, the Republicans, I just don't get, like, why are you still suing them, right? Like,
especially
if you call yourselves the College Republicans, because we all know, like, Republicans are pretty big on not making cakes for certain people, so you can't be that upset if a bar says, we don't want to take a personal stance.
But it's a private business.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, you know, without government influence. That's what you're fighting for. Like, understand what it is you're supposed to be about, and that would be it.
Yeah, you still drank there.
Right, in the end, you still had a good time.
Because the cheesesteaks are so good, you couldn't leave. I know why you stay.
How the fries?
Fries are good. So the onion rings. You got to get in there.
All right.
Yeah, it's like this old, cool German Bavarian type building. You walk in, Schultz's. Yeah, it's really nice. Good cheesesteaks, too, by the way.
It is a very German looking building.
Yeah. If you follow the men's room there on Twitter and Instagram and like the men's room on Facebook, the debate continues on who sucks less. All right, coming up, the return of the word helps you with a little marijuana lingo if you're heading to the Great White North where marijuana is soon to become legal. And we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. That is all coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first, as the country of Canada becomes the second country in the world to legalize marijuana for sale, and not only that, the largest country in the world, it's legalizing marijuana here in a week. If you happen to so travel to the Great White North, we have for you some slang terms from the 1930s on for marijuana terms for around the world. Some of them you might recognize, others not so much, but here are some marijuana slang if you want to be hip and speak the word of the Canadian people. Are you ready? Some of the terms from cannabis from the 1930s on include African broccoli.
All right.
Alligator cigarettes. The anaconda. Bible worksheets. The bishop. The blifter. The Bobby Brown. The boogity brown. The bread. The brown Buddha. The brown frown. The Budski. The Burger King. The cabbage. The Chiba. The Caribbean cabbage. The Cheech and Chong. The chocolate. How about some chicken? The crop, the curly whirly, the devil's lettuce, the zat, sticky, icky, Daniel Nuggetstone, Dankenstein, Dan K, Budenhash, the Dave, Detroit, Diesel, and Dank. Some more of the slang terms for marijuana include the dubsack or the twamp, the dunce, the funk, the gangster gumbo, the ganja, the goo, the good ass, the goofy boots, the grave, the grapes, the grass, the green tea, the green. Continuing on with the hash, Arabic for grass, honey boo boo, Hungarian hummus, the hydro, the jazz cabbage. How about a little J. Tokenstein or Jupiter's bread? How about giving me a butt of that gibber? The Kevin Bacon, the kind, the kush, the land's bread, the lemon G, the magic cancer, the marijuana, the Mary Jane, the Mecca, which is low grade. Don't forget the microwave popcorn, famous in Ohio. The Nene famous, the Nugger Nugs, the Old Toby, the OZ, the Ramen, the Reggie Miller for, you guessed it, low-grade weed. The Reggie Miller.
That shouldn't be named after Reggie Miller.
The Rodeo, the Regs, the Schwag, the Schweed, the Schwugs, the Scooby-Doo, the Scratchy, the Shebanga-Banga, the Shake, the Shakira, the Skunk, the Smeed, the Snickle Fritz, the Salad, the Sobar, the Spank, the Squirter Farter, the Sticks, the Sticky Icky, the Stank, the Stuff, the Sweet G, the Whittled, the Wizard, specific high-grade cannabis, common use in Pittsburgh, the Wizard, the Zigzag. Terms also from the 1930s include the binger, the bone, the billy, the cheese, the bunk, the bilge, cousin Mary, Delta 9, the elbow, flowers, the gauge, the green badger, the grizz, the herbal jazz cigarette, the jade, the jive, the joint, the juicy fruit, the key, the kiff, the kush, the Mary, the Mex, the Mez, the MJ, the morning meds, the mother Mary, the muggles, the onion, the pizza mother. Road shake, and finally, the sister Mary. Those are some of the terms.
Basically, is there any word that has not been used for weed?
I can continue.
And sometimes, too, it just depends on who you're talking with. People have terms, you know, like you guys have the famous story, but some people just have terms you've never used, but everybody else.
Let me get started. I've never used the term binger. I did not realize that was a 1930s term for using a bong.
For a bong hit.
Yeah. So it's like, dude, man, give me a binger. Load me up on a binger. He's like, It's a binger.
It's current tense of bong.
And then one time I said it, and this guy jumped up from the couch. He's like, I haven't heard that in 20 years.
And I was like, all right.
Dude, Gut turns. Man, you come by and take two huge bingers.
Come on, man.
Other terms include the Barney, the BC, the bin bag, the bloop, the...
Oh, the bin bag.
The boon, the bongo.
Can't say that
Let
one.
Let me get some of that bongo, man.
The bubble kush, the caracas, the checkers, the cess, the chess, the Chronicles of Narnia. Reading some comic books.
How about a grip some of Chronicles of Narnia, bruh?
Studying some course notes. The dirt weed. The discarded Bibles. The dodo. The doja. The doobage. The doobie. The dope. The draw. The dro. The d. The dumb. The grandpa medicine. The good advice. How about a little bud of friendship? The freakus. The fire. The fronus. The greenest of the green. The grefka. The g-reds. The g-reds and the gregs. The Gwai, the Harris, the Haskell, the Hetties, the Hay, the Hemp, the Herb, the Herbsteins, the Haven, the Holden, Ice Cream, Mindo, and Sangu, Insta. Terms for weed include the Gene, the Jimmer, the Jimmy, the Kalara, the Kibbs, the Killer Herb, the Crenzy, the Law, the Left, the Loud, the Lows, and finally, the Lula.
Get some of that Lula, bro.
Lula. If you're headed to Canada and want to have some of that legal weed.
All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 44-year-old Barton Bishop of Louisville, Kentucky. Barton was arrested back in July for stealing various things, including garden gnomes. That's right, garden gnomes out of people's yards. Keep in mind, he had dozens upon dozens of garden gnomes. Last count, he had stolen 67 garden gnomes. Therefore, he faces 67 counts of receiving stolen property. He was ordered to court, but he never showed. There's now a warrant out for his arrest, and the Louisville police are looking for help tracking him down. He's a wanted man who is now on the run because he stole 67 garden gnomes.
Hmm.
That, to me, is shot worthy.
What's the reward?
I don't know.
I mean, let's be honest. He was heading for a number, and it wasn't 67.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got 69 gnomes!
You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be my new handle, 69 gnomes, bruh.
Yeah, and I'm not talking Alaska.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's a weird thing. I don't know why he'd steal. And I get it. People like those gnomes.
It's not that. It's that now you're a fugitive.
He's on the run.
Like, you're on the run. Man, it's garden gnomes, bro. They're going to take it easy on you,
he
right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that one gnome I see, he's always traveling.
Oh, that's a good point. The Travelocity gnome. Yeah. So anyway, our man stole 67 gnomes. He just had to show up in court. They were going to slap him on the wrist.
I'm sure they're all in one location, too.
I don't know, man.
There's a group of gnomes somewhere sitting in a storage shed.
Mm-hmm. Just...
We pour this booze because I think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get to Color 9 in the line. A little profile this, 844-999-OLA. Color 9 right now.
Ola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.